The 55th Rose of Tralee was crowned last night. Haley O'Sullivan, the 2013 Rose, she was from Washington, passed the crown to the Philadelphia Rose, Maria Walsh, at the Dome in Tralee. Maria Walsh, we can speak to her on the line from Tralee. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all, and well done. Congratulations. Have you had much sleep?
I've had a few hours.
What's a few hours now?
Yes.
Partying, or just a very late night with all the protocols attached to your new role?
There's a few protocols, but I was quite sensible.
Good, good. Now, because you are a pioneer, I mean, we've just been talking about the Virginia Agricultural Show, where one of the big competitions is sponsored by a drinks company. But you are a pioneer.
I am. I made my pledge when I was 12.
And how have you found growing up in, you know, maintaining that discipline? Because we hear so much about binge drinking now amongst young people.
Mm-hmm. I was always fine with it. There was obviously peer pressures along the line, particularly when I was a teenager. But for me, I never needed it to benefit anything. So I never felt that. Obviously, I knew they were there, and I was very much aware of them. But no, I'm usually the first on the dance floor and last to leave, so alcohol is never needed.
Okay, well, listen, the year ahead, what do you plan to do?
Once I get my feet on the ground and come off Cloud Nine, I'll start planning. This is all very surreal for me, so I haven't put any pen to paper quite yet, but hopefully I will be able to provide Kerry and the festival just as much as I can.
Well, let's have a tribute from your own father, Vincent, who says he's very confident you're going to do a great job.
She's a brilliant girl, an absolutely brilliant girl, solid, true, worthy of her job. She will do a brilliant job to represent Philadelphia in the Rose of Tralee. She'll be a great ambassador for both Ireland and the Rose of Tralee. She most definitely will be.
There you go. You have a father who obviously thinks extraordinarily highly of you. But your family, there are very limited Philadelphia connections. You yourself have just lived there for 4 years. The rest of the family, no tentacles in that part of the world.
No, I mean, I was born in Boston, and that's where a majority of my family are, like aunts and uncles, cousins. I was in New York for 2 years, and Philadelphia, a job opportunity came up in Philly, and I said, sure, why not? I've never been. Nobody has ever been from my family, so we'll try and see what this great city is about. And I did, and I fell in love with it. So I've been there nearly 3 years and loving every day of it.
Well, we're going to hear a clip from the Philadelphia Irish Centre representative, Elizabeth Spellman. She said your win's going to have a very positive effect on the Irish community back home in Philadelphia.
For our centre, this is great. It's the first time Philadelphia proper has won. Pennsylvania won in 78, and that centre doesn't exist anymore. So now Philly proper to bring the crown home is so wonderful, and it'll be great for the Rose of Tralee and our Irish community in Philly.
Now, Maria, what's the rest of the day got in store for you?
I believe our communications manager, John Jeremy, has a few interviews lined up for a while. And then I believe I'm heading off to Killarney Races with the fellow Roses. Currently I'm sitting on a big Ferris wheel looking out over the beautiful lands of Kerry. So far, even in the hours this morning, I'm doing pretty well.
Now, your mother is, she was born in Boston, a bit like yourself, as you say, but she moved to Littermore in Connemara. They will want to see you, I'm sure, there. Have you any plans to visit?
Yes, I'm planning on heading home to Shrill first and then on to Littermore in the next day or two. My mother puts food on the table in front of me, so it's very important that I represent her area.
Yes, well, there is a certain ownership of you, I'm sure, up there, and indeed in Boston, and indeed in Philadelphia. Well, Maria Walsh, thank you very much for joining us from your victory last night in Tralee. Well done to everyone who participated.